Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Oh, hey, that's so wonderful. Again, thank you, Isaiah. It's just a pleasure and a privilege, you know, as you build your business, that you can define it the way you want and to be able to have my grandson to do my intros for every show. If, you know, if you're a grandparent out there, then you know, maybe your toes are wiggling too, and you know how I feel. So, again, you know, have kudos out to my grandson, who I really love having his voice on here to introduce this show. And he said, yeah, hey, Home-Based Business 101. And, you know, hey, we got a super show for y'all today. And, you know, I need to take care of a couple housekeeping things right here real quick as we, you know, before we get into today's content and whatever. First of all, I got to do always is do my thank yous. 29,600, and I'm looking at the numbers here in front of me so people can understand where I'm reading this from. 29,620 people have visited our profile here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank all of those that was curious enough to go to our profile, pick it up, you know, check it out. Out of that 29,620 people that have gone to our profile, 18,826 have listened to a show or two or more, maybe more than one, here on Home-Based Business 101. We want to thank those listeners. I mean, it would be something different. I'm looking down here and I see zero listeners or 100 listeners. 18,826 people have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Kudos to you, because you feel we must have something of value. Or other than that, you know, I like the popularity, but other than that, I would have to ask you, why are you listening? So, but, you know, we want to thank those people. And numbers, and the reason I'm going over numbers is because numbers are important in terms of what we're going to talk about today in terms of today's topic. Numbers are important. 18,826 people have listened to a show here on this network. That's very, very important numbers for us that do the show in terms of a business. We also, for those of you that have been following our format, because today is Tuesday, and today on Tuesday, you know what we have on tap for you, mentoring for free with Miss Regina Christian. You also know in terms of our format that we basically share more than one home-based business approach to securing income. Yes, the sponsors, we have a specific approach, but if you notice and listen to our format, you notice that we have people on here who might not necessarily be involved in the same business opportunity that we're involved in, but are involved in the same network. And that leads us into what we want to deal with today, because so many of you keep asking, is mentoring for free really free? And so what we're going to do is we're going to go into bringing up Regina and do some dialogue around, is mentoring free really for free?
And we have Regina Christian with us today, and we're going to do a short program today here. But we wanted to just address some commonly asked questions that people ask. As you know, Regina's here with us with a program called Mentoring for Free. And with that title, you know, the most commonly asked question is, Regina, is it really free? Is there a catch? Is there something else going on that we're not being told? Say mentoring for free. Break it down for us. Is it really?
Thank you, Baba Jahi. Yes, that's usually what we get asked a lot. People hear that, you know, we offer free coaching and training, and it's free of charge. No one's making any money off of it. People ask, well, is it a network marketing company? It's not. It's just, it's a community of network marketers who are committed to helping other network marketers build their own businesses wherever they are. On any given training call, you might have people from maybe 30 different network marketing companies, and it really is all about helping each other, no matter how long they've been in the system, with their own business. I've actually gotten into a couple of arguments with people. You know, they'll tell me nothing in America is free, there's no such thing as a free lunch, and, you know, the e-book that's downloaded, that's free. The training calls that we send to people, those are free. The 10 live training calls that we do every week, the training themselves are free. Basically, whatever you're already paying for your cell phone bill, that's pretty much the charge, and you're paying the phone company anyway. So it really is a free system, and I just kind of, you know, dare people. You can find out for yourself and just kind of go through it and, you know, just wait for someone to ask you for money, and it's not going to happen. So I don't know how much freer it can get, but free is free. So that's really all I can say to that.
Yeah, free doesn't hurt anybody. So, so I guess the next question then is, you know, people would say, well, okay, then if this is really free, you're not charging me nothing, and you're not going to ask me for no money, why do y'all do this? What do you get out of it? I mean, you know, because who has time to just do something like this to help people for free and get nothing out of it? What is the return for the people who are, you know, during the mentoring? What is it that they get in return since they're providing a free service? What's in it for them?
Well, one of the mottos or key phrases that we use is mentoring with a servant's heart. So it probably isn't for everyone. If people are looking to get something for their service, if they're looking to get paid for their service, then this probably isn't for them, at least from the coaching perspective. But the people who are committed to teaching and coaching and mentoring without being paid for it, it's kind of like that feeling you get, like if anyone's ever volunteered at a soup kitchen or just some other type of volunteer service and you know you're not going to get paid for it, you still kind of feel good about it. You know, you feel good about this thing that you've done for another person. And, you know, no one asked you to. You knew you weren't going to get paid when you showed up. But, you know, sometimes you can be paid in things other than cash. And I think, you know, in our society, people forget about that. The founder, Michael DeLohi, once he became as successful as he wanted to be in network marketing, he realized that he was the exception, and he really did want to reach out to the people who were working really hard but were still struggling. And he knew that if he could do well, so could others. So he figured out, why is it some people do well and most people don't? And he put a lot of time, a lot of his own time, a lot of his own money into finding out some of those answers. And that's what he's taught us, and then we teach it to other people. So it's a giving back to the industry. The industry has provided a lot for a lot of people. Even for people who may not have made as much money as they can, you know, the personal development that people get is very often priceless. So really the only catch with this is just the time that is needed to go through the coaching, go through learning the skills, you know, relearning skills sometimes, to do whatever needs to be done to become a better and more successful network marketer. But outside of time commitment and just outside of, you know, expecting to give of yourself with nothing financial in return, you'll get a lot of other things in return, but no financial compensation. That's really it. So, have anything to ask or say to that?
No, I mean, that's a very unique system, and, you know, I wish, just like with this and other areas of our society, if there were some people out there that just cared enough about people to try to help people in various fields and various aspects of their lives. And it's just so interesting that, you know, you have a unique organization that's helping people in a specific industry that is a great industry but sometimes gets a black eye. So, I mean, I sort of can understand why they want to see people become successful because, you know, there is a lot of money to be made in network marketing once you learn it from, a systems point of view, from a professional point of view, and from a point of view where you're just, but anything, there's some work ethic that goes into anything that we want to do. So if there's some people that are willing to coach people, help people, teach people the ins and outs of the industry to help them better chart a course, you know, for success in that industry, I mean, hats off to them. And like I said, I wish, you know, in other areas of things that's going on in this society, you know, there was people that provide free coaching to help people become successful. So I think it's, you know, it's great what y'all doing.
Okay. Well, the third most common question we get is, okay, what do I have to do? The only thing I can say to that is to just be committed. And just to remind people, we can't really help them if they don't read the book. We can't help them if they don't ask us questions. Our phone numbers are in the back of the book because we want you to call us. The book itself usually just reveals, it's just so eye-opening and reveals a lot of the things and answers a lot of the questions that, you know, frustrated network marketers are going through. So, you know, the book refers several times to our phone number in the back of that book. You know, if you have questions before you're done even, you know, just call us. Like, we're all busy, but, I mean, if you call me and leave me a message, I'll call you back. If you call me and I pick up live, then, yeah, either if it really is a bad time, I'll let you know and we can set up a better time to talk, or I'll just talk to you right then and just kind of get to know who you are, what some of your struggles are, and how we can help you with that. And, you know, we just kind of take everything from there. But, yeah, really the only thing people have to do is just, you know, take the first steps with the system, get started, stay committed, and, you know, at least in my experience, you know, everyone that I've met, you know, we all pull for each other to do well. So, I mean, no one's looking to, you know, undercut you or anything, but it really is a community where everyone pulls for everyone else to be successful.
All right. Okay, I think you know, basically let people out there know the integrity of the program and what they can expect and what's required of them. And so as we wrap up, give us your contact information so that those out there that are listening, you've heard that you will not be asked for any money, and all they require, it's like with anything, to be coachable and committed. And if you do that, you get mentored for free. So give out your contact information again, Regina.
Well, thank you, Baba Jahi. I just wanted to just remind the listeners really quick that these are the most common questions we get, but I'm not sure if they're what the listeners are wanting or needing. So if they have other questions that they'd like us to address in a different segment, they can call me at 708-612-7037. Or email me at reginaandrobert@gmail.com. That's reginaandrobert@gmail.com. And I'd be more than happy to help you out. But, again, if you don't call me or email me, then I won't be able to help you move closer to your network marketing goals. So that's all I have this evening, Baba Jahi.
All right. Thank you so much, Regina.
Thank you.
Okay. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, your number one internet home-based business show, especially as it relates to network marketing and how to take advantage of these tremendous opportunities that exist. You know, and we just finished interviewing one of our premier show hosts, Miss Regina Christian, who comes here on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock with her show Mentoring for Free. And as she just explained to you and broke it down to you, is that she's involved in an organization that's going to give free coaching. And you don't even have to do the same business that she does. And they're going to help you. I mean, just people, there's so many opportunities out here today for those that take their time to seek and find. You hear what I'm saying? Because I'm gritty. I gotta hit y'all with this. You know what I mean? I got to do it. And I'm going to be even doing more on Sunday on my Sunday show, The Gospel of Working from Home. But, I mean, today, you know, I'm just so thrilled and excited to have Miss Regina Christian having a show here on Home-Based Business 101 in which they talk about mentoring people for free. It's not like she comes on my radio network and is you know, hey, I want people, I'm going to share with this, and I want them to sign up to do this, and they're going to pay this, and I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to give you that, and, you know, none of that kind of dialogue and discussion. And, I mean, and don't get me wrong, there's other places that's appropriate for that dialogue and discussion, but the whole thing is that, hey, you're providing the service. We're providing the service. Let's match up and get this service out there to people so that people can take advantage of the home-based business industry, the greatest industry, and I'm going to say that, you know, and if people want to challenge me on it, you know, hey, we can debate it, you know, and again, when I do debate, I debate, you know, professionally and, you know, with integrity, and I don't attack people. We talk about ideas. But what I want to do right now, I want to go to Miss Ruth Bradford, who is the person who introduced me to Regina, and do a little short follow-up piece, and then we have a couple of people on the line, and we'll take your questions in about another 5 or 6 minutes or so. But for Ms. Ruth to sort of do a synopsis of, you know, what Regina shared, because she's also a part of the Mentoring for Free system. So, you know, we have her on, and people that want to make a call in, You can call in. Those that are on the line, we will get to you in a little bit in terms of answering your questions before we end today's show. Ruth, you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, I am fine. I am fine. I am fantastic. And again, you know, as I said in my backdrop, is that, you know, one of the things that interests me the most about, you know, sponsoring this show was that the network that you're a part of and that Regina's a part of is actually providing free coaching to people, where people got these emails from folk and other stuff from other people, you know, and people charging $500, $1,500, $1,000, $2,000 to coach somebody on how to do something to better themselves. But y'all doing it for free, and with that, I'm going to be quiet and let you go ahead and follow up and piggyback off for what we put out there thus far this morning.
Okay. Well, thank you, Baba Jahi. It's an honor to be on the number one home business show in the world, is my description of you. So thank you. It's an honor. You know, most people are tuned. You gave the stats on how many people tune into your show each week or each day. Most people, though, Baba Jahi, are tuned into the station WIIFM. And you know what that stands for, right? What's in it for me?
Give it to us again.
Okay, WIIFM. That's What's in it for me.
Right.
Have you ever heard of that station?
Yeah. Monet.
I know you've never been, you've never been tuned in there, though, because what you have here is you do not come from that mindset, and nor do I. And that's what led me to Mentoring for Free. I joined Mentoring for Free in 2005, and they they were created in 2005, so I've been with them since June of 2005. And that's why I joined, because I was tired of people in the network marketing community being tuned into that mindset. What's in it for me?
All right.
What's in it for us is, at Mentoring for Free, is we know, Baba Jahi, that everybody successful in the world has always started out with a mentor. My first mentor was my mom.
All right.
I'm successful today because of my parents. So, you know, you can't make it in this world without a mentor or a coach. Fortune 500 companies have coaches, mentors, sports figures, the Olympians, all these great people who have gone on to do and achieve great things in their life has had a mentor and a coach. Everybody, and finally, the network marketing community figured it out. What we were not doing right was coaching and mentoring people. We were all tuned in, and that's just the evolution of the industry. Thank God we're now at this point to where we are moving mainstream with the business model of network marketing into the, you know, mainstream Fortune 500 companies. So we have to do, if we want to get professional people in our company, we have to be equipped to teach them the skills to make it in this business. This is the beauty of our business. You can come in with a GED, a high school diploma, a PhD, a MBA, a BA, whatever. Everybody has to start at the same point. When they sign that application, they have to get the skills to build their business. And that's what started me with Mentoring for Free. And I'm so proud of Regina. She is just a very phenomenal young woman from the south side of Chicago who is now going on to be a leader in this industry because she has taken the time to get the skills. And might I also say that you are a phenomenal mentor in your own right who have been doing the Mentoring for Free. When I found you in, 2007 or 2008? I can't remember that. It's been so long since I've been on your call.
2007.
Go back and look me up. Yes, you know when I first got on. I saw the same thing in you. You were not about taking. You were about giving. You're a go-giver. So that's what it's about, sharing your knowledge, passing it on. When I call in and hear your grandson, Isaiah, it just tickles me to death to hear this young man. That is called mentoring, y'all. Isaiah is being mentored. And what if all of our children have the same type of training that Baba Jahi and Sister Jahi are giving to Isaiah? We can change the world, y'all, and we change it one person at a time by mentoring one person at a time.
Yes, you are. You know, hey, you hit the nail on the head, as I knew you would. And again, as you know, as Regina said, you know, people, they're out there, and you know, it's the sad thing is so many things are all suspect. And when people want to really help people, it takes me back to Malcolm X. Says that you come along and you tell somebody, you hit on their door and you say, your house is on fire. Then they accuse you of setting the fire. You know, we try to show people economically there's some alternatives to put fires out in our household. And so I'm going to let you share a couple more points. Already extended the show, so we're not pressed for time. And then I have
time
to read. And callers is out there that have your hand up. I'm going to get to you in about 5 minutes and let Ruth be able to answer your question since she's on here as also another person that's in the Mentoring for Free system who works directly with Regina. But, again, you know, going back to this thing of, you know, trying to help people put out fires, and when you show them that there's a fire, have you run across people at times that tried to say, well, you set the fire?
Mm-hmm. You know why they set the fire? Because, and I don't want to talk against our industry, but in the past, we were told to go out and recruit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But the model, and now what we're doing, we're teaching people to sponsor people.
Mm.
It's not about the recruitment. It's about sponsoring. And you know I'm going to ask you to tell me what you do when you sponsor people. You don't recruit people. You sponsor.
No, it's a personal relationship gets developed. It's just like I have a new couple that I sponsored, and I found out, you know, that the husband, he's from New Orleans. And so, you know, I've lived in New Orleans. I know New Orleans very well. And so when we got to talking, then he also knew that I knew that I knew what I knew. And I told him, I said, hey, I just you know, I'm glad you're supporting your wife and, you know, being involved in the business and all of that. And I said, I owe you a pot of gumbo, because I would think he was saying was that, you know, that was one of the things he never really learned how to fix, his mom, his grandmama. Other people, they cook the gumbo. He did learn to fix red beans and rice, whatever. But I told him, you know, hey, I can throw down with some gumbo. I say so.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you own a pot of gumbo, bro. You know, we sit back and talk about Orleans. I mean, because you know, but we had something in common. We found
right.
a common ground, and the common ground helps develop the relationship. Because as you bring people in, the thing is, when we have Brother George Sabir here on the show, and he says that if you develop a real team, then one
yes.
of the things that you can do with your team is y'all make money, y'all can invest. For those with like minds, you can invest in other ventures.
That's true. And the key there is developing that relationship, taking
right.
the time to find out where those people come from. Once you knew he was from New Orleans, you knew how to speak his language.
Oh yeah, but that was
it was
genuine. It was fun because I miss New Orleans also, just like he does. But I'm just saying, the other side is for the people out there listening, and I'm going to go to our caller and question for the people that's out there and listening. Is that you're going to have some people that'll tell you fake things? My philosophy
mm-hmm.
is, I tell people on my team, be genuine, because in the end, it all comes back to you.
That's
so
true. And you know what? They said in the past, fake it till you make it. But I'm here
no.
to tell you, if you fake it, you will not make it. You have
no.
to be authentic.
And people will know you're fake. But let me go to 469. Caller, area code 469. I just clicked your piece. You're on here with us. Question or comment?
I just wanted to make a comment. My name is Will Phelps, and we're talking to one of my mentors right now, Ruth Bradford. And I just want to say that it is a powerful feeling to have a sponsor that really cares about you and what you're trying to do. And I also have joined the mentoring for free because of Ruth's influence and the things that she tells me to do. I try to follow them as closely as I can, because the thing about mentoring is that you've been there, and then you're helping somebody else to get there. And that's what it's all about. So you have to be genuine, because, see, you meet all kinds of different people. And all kinds of different people have all kinds of different issues. And then we deal with those issues. So she has taught me to be genuine and to deal with different issues. And that's what mentoring is about. And it's such an important thing, especially in marketing. Because you have to have a trust. This trust, this faith, it's love, it's a bunch of different qualities and emotions that we have to employ in order to reach a goal. And then we can reach out for someone else. You see, you can't give something that you do not have. I'm so fortunate to be a part of this. And also, as I listen to your show, you know, it lets me know that you have a a giving and mentoring spirit. It's, you know, the spirit of mentoring is what you need. As I was talking to one of my ministers the other day, he said, who has the passion to do this? And it's a passion. You have to have a passion for people, and that's what makes it work. That was my comment.
Hey, brother, we appreciate your comments, Brother Will. You know, and you hit a couple of nails on the head there. You know, yes, the people have to have a spirit of giving without looking to get back, because if you understand the divine order thing, you know if you give, you're going to receive, but you don't have to go and throw it in people's face. Well, I gave such and such, and I know I'm going to receive this. When you do that, you know you're not going to get it, because you're invalidating the spirit and the principle. You give because you don't expect to receive.
If you right.
do, that's just an extra blessing. You give because you see something. You feel, you know, and I like, I try to use my words carefully. You know something, but some people say, well, you don't know if you know whatever, but anyway, you see something, you have experienced something, and it tells you something about what you have seen and experienced, and you want to share that something with somebody, even if your experience and you seeing it is not the same for them, you just want to share with them, I seen something like this, and when I did, this is the path it took me down. And so that's the only reason I'm sharing my thoughts with you, not to discourage you, not to take you off a path, anything. We want to encourage people, but a lot of times when we share information with people, they don't know in what light we're giving our sharing advice. And in most lights, if you've been through things, you're giving it in a caring, loving order. Even though the people, when they get it, they might not pick up on it like that.
You know, and you're absolutely right. But the spirit of love is sometimes when we're frustrated, you know, we won't pick up on the spirit of love because of our frustration is taking us someplace else. But what happens in that instant is when you share it anyway, when you give it anyway, when the frustration dies down and the person is alone in that moment that he's by himself, he's going to reminisce. He's going to rethink what you said and reevaluate. And that's when the mentoring really begins to take effect, because then that person will say, wow, this guy gave me this in this spirit of love, and I didn't receive it right then, but I'm receiving it now. You see, the seed has been planted. In other words, we plant seeds, and that's what mentoring is about. Mentoring is about a whole lot of different ideas and things and ways of communication that we have to be creative in mentoring. It's a gift to be able to mentor, because you have to come from so many different points of views and perspectives that will communicate with a person, because a person is not always open. But, you know, if we live that, it'll be so easy. It'll be so easy just to give the love, because we'll be so used to just giving love. It'll be a part of us. We just do it. And it just happens, and people benefit. You know what I'm saying? We mentor even when we don't know that we're mentoring.
Yes,
that's one of the most powerful things that I find about mentoring. And the best rewards come when a person comes back to you and say, I remember what you said. and it made a difference in my life.
That's right. I understand clearly what you say because I've had some people that have come and shared those comments with me in terms of things, and it always comes to me at different times when I might be going through a struggle or something, and somebody will come and they'll say, or they'll find a way, they've even got in touch with me and let me know that they appreciated all that we ever did to help them. One of the most significant ones one time was a young brother I ran into who had grew up in our program but then ran into some jams and whatever and ended up getting incarcerated. And then when he got after he got incarcerated, he ended up in a halfway house. And when he ended up in a halfway house, you know, he was doing fine. And we ran into each other one day. And I said, I saw him, you know, I spoke to him, and I said, "Yo, wow, how you doing?" He says, "I'm doing fine." He says, "Thanks to you, I got out of jail." I said, "Thanks to me, you got out of jail." I said, "What are you talking about? Because I ain't seen you in a couple of years." He said, "But while I was in jail, I had time to think about the things that you shared with me."
Right.
And I remember all of them. And I was able to operationalize them while I was in jail, and it helped me get out and get into the halfway house. And he said, "If you need me to come and talk to any of the young people that's still, you know, that's in the program now, I can tell them about what happened to me from 12 to 23 and how it then hit me till I was like 22, what I was taught when I was 12, 13, 14, and 15. He said, "But when I was incarcerated, I had time to go back and reflect on that. And when I reflected on it," he said, "I found in the midst of that a system to help me get out."
Right, right. So mentoring is just so important, especially in our community. You know, we have to do it. It's for everyone, but our community suffers and hurts in a very special way that we need to address. We just need to address it, you know, and we need more mentors. So if anyone out there is listening, I, you know, invite you to become a mentor. It is so important.
All right, brother.
It is so important.
I'm going to get back to Ruth, and then we got another caller. So
thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Okay. Hey,
Ruth, okay.
You know, the dialogue with me and Brother Will. Give me your recap on that, and then we have another caller out there that I want to bring up before we finish up. We got like about 7 minutes left, so take about 2 minutes and give a recap of what you got out of what me and Brother Will were just talking about, and then we'll bring up our 813 caller.
Okay, wow, that was powerful. Thank you, Will. I mean, you know, he said it in his presentation, his remarks. Right now I'm just kind of speechless because he said it comes back to you and people saying, "You helped me." That, you know, you all just caught me right wide open here because I'm just so full now from hearing him so eloquently present that, his thoughts and his, you know, people are full of information. That's what I want to say. You might be walking past the person that's going to, and I don't want to equate mentoring to money, but we're talking about network marketing here. If you don't stop and get to know someone, you might be walking past a fortune. That's all I have to say. And the fortune not only being money, but being in richness of that person and how they can enrich your life. So take the time, like Will said, to be a mentor. And if someone has mentored you,
did it, Ruth? Okay.
Did we lose her?
I think we lost. Okay. Hold on. She'll be able to chime back in. Call 813, area code 813. Do you have a question or comment, or are you just chiming in and listening? Call area code 813. I assume you must be just listening then. Okay. Again, as Ruth was saying, you know, the importance of making sure that, you know, that as people are mentoring and you know, Ruth, you back with us? as people are mentoring and sharing information, is that to take advantage of it, people. I mean, you know, we live in a new age, and the new age is called the information age. And in the information age, you need to make sure you know how to access information that can empower you. And when I say empower you, it's one thing to get the information. After you get it, you got to access it. Then you got to execute on it. If you don't execute on it, then it's just idle information. It's like this radio show. I could go on Blog Talk Radio all I want, realize I can do a free show, but if I don't do it, I have not accessed the information. I'm just daydreaming about it. And saying, you know, yeah, one day, you know, I'm going to do my own show. Well, what's holding me back? I mean, the thing is, what's holding you back out there for things that you want to do? You need to get command of your life. And it's not so much of what I do with other people on to come on here and do, but if there's a free program that allows you to get mentored for free to help you find whatever it is that you want to do, I mean, to me, that's a tremendous therapy session, and not saying, you know, therapy from a negative point of view. Therapy is important. We all need to have a mentor. We all need to have somebody that we talk to about what we're doing. They can help us at the same time evaluate it, but evaluate it from a positive point of view. Don't go to the wrong people for mentoring information. That's the other thing. That's why we support this program called Mentoring for Free. I don't want you going to the wrong people to get advice, to get you negative advice. You know, you can't go talk to people that you know, friends or family, about running a business who's never run a business. They can give you some ideas, but if all they ever done is work a job, the best advice they can give you is on how to work a job, how to play the job game. They can't tell you how to deal with the business world or the, as we would say, the business game. Because it's like a board game, and you need to know the rules. And as you know the rules, and that's why this Mentoring for Free is so important, if you know the rules, then you can find how to navigate through the system so that if you're supposed to get to the end of the board, like in the game of Monopoly, which I still remember playing as a child, you get around the board, you pick up $200. Okay, well, you know, hey, getting around the board means you need to know what you got to do to get through work for the week. Can you get around the board? Get around the board so you can get your paycheck. And the thing with home-based business, and especially this program, Home-Based Business 101, tune back into some of the shows we've done this week about the free revolution. Thursday night, we're doing business call. Business call means basically we'll be sharing with people a free business that we give to people as a gift and a blessing. Yes, we're giving away free businesses in which you're able to make money. The company we're involved in is part of have broke the code. You can go and listen to that. On Friday on this same show, Home-Based Business 101, we'll have the Jasari's Love Show. My wife, Cynthia Jahi, Mama Jahi, will be giving a woman's perspective on life, business, and so many other different topics. Then Sunday morning, we got the gospel of working from home. This Sunday morning, I got a super packed show this Sunday morning on the gospel of working from home, because I'm going to share with people also some scriptures that show why you should be in business for yourself. And I'm going to close out with this. You know, those that go to church and go to other religious institutions, you know we're supposed to live life, and I'll let you fill in the blank. Live life more what? You fill in the blank, and if you're not doing that, then there's things that you need to be considerate about what you need to do. And I see, Ruth, you joined us back. We got like 40
yes, I'm
seconds
back.
Left. All right,
I got this.
Go ahead.
40 seconds left. You know what? You are a wonderful mentor, Baba Jahi, to a lot of people. I want everyone to go to your website. We're going to have a link on your website where they can download the report that Regina was talking about, Success in 10 Steps. And so if you want to be mentored by Baba Jahi, give out your blog, the Movements Unlimited blog, and let's get this movement going.
Okay, www.movementsunlimited.com. It's also on the home. It's also on the Home-Based Business 101 webpage. Until next time, y'all, you know what time it is. It's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Closing out with our theme song. God bless you. And tune in.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and